Today on North State Local Voices, I'm going to interview Pam Leary, and she's with the Butte County Local Foods Network, which most of you probably have heard about. And we've done other interviews, and it's growing. I know you're growing, and I know it's a good thing. Tell me what's happening now. I know that February was an important month and still is. And then in March, you've got some things coming up. So yes. Welcome, Pam. I'm happy to
Thank
see you
back. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on again. It's always so fun to talk with you and the community. I love our community. I love KCFR. I love you. So it's a love fest.
It is a love fest.
But anyway, yes, it's time to start growing, folks. You know, we can talk about some reasons why a little bit later if you'd like to, but you know, just to update you on what we're doing.
Yeah.
Sherry Scott from Harvest and Habitats, we work closely with her. She is the gem, our blessing of a seed person and plant person here in our county. Every time I speak with her, I just so appreciate and feel so blessed that she is here. She's the person who does the plants for the Blitz. Yep. But anyway, so she's been involved with the seed swap this is the 14th annual seed swap, and it went through different permutations. And then I guess it was 3 or 4 years ago, we picked up because the people that she'd been working with kind of disappeared. And so we wanted to support her work. And so we've been coordinating with her to do the seed swap. And this year she said, hey, let's do, you know, a month long celebration. And we've already got plans to expand it next year. Like my idea would be to have a farm to fork that has a bunch of seed dishes in it. Anyway, you know, just all sorts of weird fun stuff. But this year, what we have is we already have the seed swap here in Chico. On February 4th. And then this week in particular, we have a number of workshops, which you can go to our website and talks and stuff like that.
And while you're looking that up, I just want to say something about Sherry and Sherry Scott, who has a little plant shop here.
Harvest and Habitat.
Harvest and Habitat right here on Park and 17th. And I had interviewed her and she talked about this swap, which was just so interesting. And I would imagine that was pretty successful this year and good.
It was
for her.
Amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, we partnered with her and Paradise Seed Lending Library and us. And then the co-op brought treats. Trinity Methodist let us use the space. Mm-hmm. We had people there tabling Butte Environmental Council from the ground up. We had Synergy Seeds. We just had, you know, it was just, you campfire restoration project. It was just amazing. We did a clicker this time and over 150 people came. That was stopping counting around two, you know, 11 or one or something when the person had to go. So it's just very, very exciting.
Very good. That was exciting. Happened. I saw some pictures of that day and I could see that it was a lively happening.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was just truly wonderful. Happy people.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. All right. Back to the website.
I brought up the schedule. So, so we have a bunch of talks and many of which will already have happened by the time this airs, but we will still have, want to invite you to the nursery crawl, which is actually organized by somebody else, but we really are excited about that project where you get to go to different nurseries and a lot of them will have specials and all sorts of information and good times. I don't know how many nurseries are involved, but you can find out more details. You can find out at localnursery.com. If you have any questions, that you know, you can get a hold of them via that website.
All right. And what are the dates on that again?
That is February 24th to the 25th.
Okay.
So that will be the end of our month-long celebration of seeds. And all I can do is invite you to keep an eye out for I mean, the year goes by so fast, doesn't it? I mean, when we're in the middle of it, it seems like it takes forever, but it goes
it's
by
so
fast.
True. It's
so
true.
So watch for us next year and we'll have even more fun stuff.
The nursery crawl will be this weekend coming up and you can get information at, say that again?
localnurserycrawl.com.
Okay. The grand finale of the seed month of February. All right. Yes. So then looking into March.
Looking into March, we have our fourth annual Garden Blitz. We have installed over 280 gardens around Butte County since March of 2020. And we are so blessed to have a very robust scholarship fund this year. Chico Natural Foods had us as their roundup participants in December. And then Adventist Health has donated quite a bit to help support people growing more food as a part of their Healthy Communities initiative, which they're going to be talking about more in the community as time goes on. But just so excited and thankful and grateful for them around this. So what does that mean? So it means, so in Chico, we are asking that applications be cut off at February 28th, okay, because the Blitz is actually the March 10th to the 12th. Installations are on the Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th. And what are we talking about? What's going to get installed? So a garden package, whether you purchase by paying for one, or you get a scholarship garden, it includes a raised bed box made out of wood, of either redwood merch or cedar, whatever we have available. It comes with soil, healthy, beautiful soil, plants, and mulch, and also hardware cloth will be staple gunned to the bottom of the box for critter control. And for people who don't know what hardware cloth is, it's like a very, very tiny hole, chicken wire, but stronger, in very small holes so that the critters can't get through. And then what happens is we have these staging sites in Chico. Jessica McKenzie, this will be our third year with her, I think second or third year. And she's just opened up her space to us. It's a great space. It's got a U driveway. And so people come there. You can either sign up as a single or come with a friend or a team. A team usually involves 3 to 4 people. If you come with a team, you'll need a truck.
Sure.
Because we need people with trucks. So what happens is you come there and you as your team, you load up. First, the soil is dumped into the truck by a tractor with a bucket, and then you put on the bed, and then you add the, you know, all the other ingredients. Everybody gets in their truck and car and goes, to people's houses who have ordered these gardens, and you install it for them. It's just really a lot of fun. One of my, just seeing the videos that have come in and the pictures, and one time, the recipient of the garden cooked everybody a brunch. So they ended up sticking around and having a really good time making that connection. So it's a way to create community. I kind of look at it as kind of like a barn raising of old, where we're supporting each other to grow more food. Yeah. So that's how it works.
So now that's for Gridley and Chico.
Correct? From Chico to Gridley will be March 10th to the 12th.
Okay.
The deliveries and installations are on the 11th and the 12th.
And you get and the application to be a person considered for this is the 28th of,
the,
of February.
Yeah, the 28th of February for Chico.
Okay.
And so so the installations are on Friday and Saturday, on Saturday and Sunday. And on Friday, we construct boxes. So in the past, we had 100% people in the community construct. But for the last 2 years, some schools have helped us out, or the last year and then this year again. So Chico Achieve will be constructing about 20 boxes for Chico, and we'll still need the community support to continue that. You don't need a truck for Friday. You don't need anything. We have drills and screws and all that kind of stuff. If you have a drill, it's always helpful to have extras, but you would just come to the staging site and put the boxes together for installations for the next day of however many more we have above 20. And then we're taking a weekend off as a break because it's a lot of work. And then the 24th to the 26th, we'll be installing gardens on the ridge. So that's both Paradise and Magalia, and then also in Oroville itself.
Okay.
So and all the way to Thermalito, but we're not going to necessarily go up in the mountains because people have gotten stuck.
So that same time frame in that on Friday you make the boxes, correct, and then the following 2 days is when you go out and install.
Correct. Okay. And so there's a lot of communication ahead of time to coordinate. I send out emails.
Yeah.
We call people before we deliver. We ask that they be available, all that kind of stuff. So we've got this whole system worked out.
Do you need volunteers to make the boxes? Sounds like you've got kids or schools.
Well, we do have schools, but we'll still probably need some help because we'll probably have over 20 boxes in Chico. So last year, Peak Chico Achieve helped, but we initially told them X because that's how many we thought there would be. And it ended up doubling that. And it was like 40 something boxes. And it was just a bit much for the school. Yes. So this year we made an agreement with them. They love the opportunity for the kids to be able to help. The kids loved it. Valley Contractors Exchange, bless their hearts. They're the ones that go out and supervise the construction. You know, they have this amazing project where they have a mobile educational construction thing where you can, if you buy the materials and get the volunteers, they will come out and teach you how to do construction. They already did doors on our greenhouse at our community garden in Vecino last week. So they're great. So they're the ones that are helping with that. Take, like I say, it takes a village to make, to do a blitz, you know?
Sure. Yeah. So they make the boxes, put the wire on the bottom so that when people, so those are the things that are in the trucks with the dirt that go to the houses where they're going to put the garden.
Correct. The hardware cloth will be all cut ahead of time. And then all people have to do on the day of construction is just staple gun them to the boxes after the boxes are put together.
Put together at the person's place. So the people that have done
That'll be at the site. Okay. So the box itself. So we transport an already made box with the hardware cloth
already in it. So on the application, people sort of say what they envision, what they need, one box. How many people apply?
Well, so far we have applications for 23 boxes.
Okay.
In the past, it's been as many as 60 in a blitz. You know, sometimes, you know, in special circumstances, we might consider doing two if there's plenty of garden, you know, capacity to do that. But generally speaking, they get one. All of the scholarship boxes are 4x4 foot. Okay. If you want to purchase one, you can purchase a 4x4 foot garden package for $150. Okay. And if you go online, you will see that's an incredible deal. It's basically just a little bit of above cost.
Sure.
And a 4x8 is $275. But you have to remember, it's all there. It's a complete garden and installed. And if you go to Lowe's, you'll see that a garden box that size is usually at least $250. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just for the box. So it's a great deal, even if you end up purchasing, and knowing that when you purchase, you're supporting, you know, the community and
the
also supporting yourself. Yeah.
Your family. I love the idea that they come, they put the box, they put the dirt, and then together, I'm sure with the person, you put the plants.
Right. Any amount
in a
of
day, involved. They have a garden.
Yeah. And, you know, in a couple hours, actually, because, you know, I like to tell people when they volunteer, generally a lot, about 2.5 hours for the first garden. And then if you want to stay longer, you know, it's anywhere 4.5, because, you know, you're more in the flow then.
Yeah.
You know, it's 4.5. But, you know, figure 2.5 per garden.
Oh, people must be so pleased.
They are. They're very excited. And, the community that installs, like I've had a number of people who said, I'm just going to come for one garden. And then they end up doing two. And oftentimes they come back again the next day because it's very satisfying, you know, to volunteer and, you know, see the delight on the homeowner's faces.
Yeah.
And last year, and I hope he can make it this year, but he's got a full-time job. We had a great young man from Oroville named Ife Saint. And he also did a video. I'm trying to get it so that I can download it and share it, but of his experience. And he was just wonderful. And you can tell it in the delight in his voice, every time he's talking with somebody. He was great. He was so helpful.
So the boxes stay there. So someone who gets a box, then it becomes their garden to deal with the next year. They bring their dirt, they get their plants. This is a good starter for people to get their gardens going.
Right. This is just to start your garden. Like, so when we first envisioned this project, we had hoped to be able to also provide mentoring, right? Because we're trying to encourage new gardeners. That kind of got kiboshed because COVID, right?
Okay.
But we're starting to rebuild that concept and doing our best to be able to offer that again. And we have about 4 people who have said that they will mentor, and now it's just a matter of us figuring out the system and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So how are we going to get there? Master Gardeners has great, partnership. It's really important to collaborate. Master Gardeners program has a hotline that people can call in the meantime. And they are not, it is not part of their policy to go out to gardens to provide one-on-one coaching. But sure, it would be great, you know, if they would feel comfortable doing that. And we're you know, we continue to work on that, because it would be a great service for the community to get that support on a one-on-one basis. It doesn't mean that anybody would necessarily, like, the mentoring would not include doing the work, but it would, you know, it would be being able to go out there, because every garden's different, you know what I mean? And every gardener is different. And so it would take personal contact to, like, really be able to help
to learn
someone
about it. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Pam Leary from the Butte County Local Food Network. And stay tuned to 90.1 FM. This is North State Local Voices. My name's Bobby Tryon, and we'll be back with the second half. To KZFR 90.1 FM, back to our interview with Pam Leary from the Butte County Local Food Network, and that is bclocalfood.org for their website. And back to Pam's interview. Okay, so that's the Blitz, but I just want to talk about the Local Food Network just a little bit, in case people are not aware of it, and, you know, what's going on in our community with it, and the idea behind it, this being, you know, one of the projects, but there's so much more to it than that.
Right, so I come from food policy background and got really discouraged, and so, but still am very committed to doing all I can to create a stronger, healthier, more robust, regenerative, resilient food system here in our county and our food shed. So in reality, we've got a ton of stuff going on. If you go to our website, you will see different buttons to different areas that we work on. And what we try to do is we do our best to address as best as we can all aspects of the food system that we're interested in. Like, I'm not really interested in processing food or whatever like that. So we don't really do that.
Yeah.
But we have a farmer's market mobile that I would love to see expand. The idea behind that is around food security and food sovereignty. It's mostly to support the local farmers so that they can get more consistent business and be able to, like, have a better business and one that's more safe and sound so they can grow. In the event that, I don't know if people know this, but in Camp Fire, Megalia was cut off from food for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was only because literally they could not get up there, right? Food trucks. And it wasn't until an activist, Donna Yutzi, contacted some friends of hers in Sacramento. They put together a truck and came in through the back way. So, yeah, and finally got food to the people in Megalia. So what people don't understand is that our food system, and we're seeing this a little bit with, we started with COVID, right? But now it's getting increasingly exacerbated. And I will just say, I don't mean to be a fear monger, but I feel like information empowers us, right? And I like to provide insurance, what I call insurance policies that we hope we never have to use, but if we, you know, they're in place if in case we do. So this is about growing food, us being, you know, having our own food. Because one of the things I keep asking all the, I call them the big boys, like the funders and the, you know, like the annual in-law hospitals and the, you know, all these other folks doing that kind of stuff is, what happens if the planes, trains, and automobiles don't show up? Because the way our food system is created right now, it's all about bringing excess from outside into an area that is of need. But what happens if that stops? What if it doesn't happen? So we do the seed thing. So we leave seeds in tiny libraries, and if anybody wants to, you know, support that, we can always use donations of either seeds that you've cleaned or monetary donations, so we can buy seeds in bulk. But we have, and if you find a tiny library that we aren't at, you know, let us know. And then we do the seed swaps. And then we have seed cleaning, community seed cleaning days, and that's the seed. Then we have the growing, which is the Blitz. We have the Vecino Community Garden, which has been there and gone through a bunch of changes, but is on its way up again. And that also has a composting center, a community composting center. And Amy Roseman runs that, and people can bring their compost, and we're creating, you know, soil and education around creating your own composting. Our vision is for like every neighbor to have a community composting center.
Sure.
And not rely on the big boys who will use, you know, their trucks to cart it here and cart it there. And in the case of here, they have to then cart it down to Yuba City to get burned up.
Sure.
It's like, why don't we just do them in our neighborhoods, right?
So tell me the address of the Vecino Garden again.
Sure. It's 1535 Laburnum Avenue.
Oh, that's right.
And you, it's behind a house. It's its intent is to inspire people to rip out their lawns and to install food forests there. It is open to the public every Sunday morning from, I believe now it's like 10 to noon because it gets too cold. And then, you know, in the summer, it gets earlier because it gets too hot.
And you can bring compost there at those times?
You can. We're also, Amy's working on, and I don't know where this will go, so I probably shouldn't mention it, but I will anyway, but to have a pickup at the farmer's market. So we'll just see where that all goes.
Okay.
But
and not they're not bringing compost. They bring things for the compost pile.
Correct. They bring a bucket. We supply you with a 5-gallon bucket.
Okay.
And you bring it. And then you'll also notice in front of that house is a what we call a free the food stand. And so that is like a mini food pantry. Is in front of different houses, and you'll notice them around town. We have one, and then there, I think I know about 3 or 4 others, but we have funding to build 10 more to distribute around the community. And that's for people to put excess produce from their gardens to share with the community. We also glean, fruit from trees. And we will distribute them to the different ones. So if you see them, you're more than welcome to take what you would like to from those stands.
Mm-hmm. Or bring something.
So if you ever wonder what you're going to do with all those zucchini, just, you know, 1535 Laburnum has a place for you to drop them off.
1535.
We wrote with the help of North Valley Community Foundation, funding from them, we wrote and published a local food assessment that we released last year. Out of that food assessment, we presented to the county and the city of Chico, and North Valley Community Foundation, Adventist Health, and a couple other sponsors all came together, and we invited everybody we could think of involved in any aspect of the food system, from, you know, the schools, the county, waste, the landfill, 530 Rescue. So it was nonprofits, government agencies, African American Cultural Center, the Mon Community Center, from the whole county that we could think of. And we started meeting last July. And we have gone through a process via this great guy named Scott Winter and Laura Kutsona, who used to formerly be the head of the Jesus Center, but now does Goodwill Consulting. We've gone through this process of defining our values and our mission, and we have created action teams that are working on creating a new local food system. We are, in collaboration with all these groups and trying to find creative ways that we can become more resilient, with the hope and ideal to become a model for the rest of the country. So it's really very exciting, extremely exciting. It's a slow process, because we're finding our way. It's not like there is a playbook here or instruction manual. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to do our best to find ways that we can collaborate. I'm excited to say that it looks like the first two areas, we've decided to take it really slow. I mean, when we were first going, it was like, all these things we could do. It's like, okay, let's refine it down, right? Mm-hmm. And the good news is Butte County Local Food Network is already doing a lot of this stuff, right? Yeah. So that's really exciting. But we've decided to focus on distribution, and food access is kind of like the broad thing over that. And then also getting more local food grown and that stays here and provides our community. So within that, you've got agritourism,
Got
institutional buying of food. So a lot of systems to figure out, but it's very exciting because we're all working together. And that's, we're communicating, which before we didn't.
So
there wasn't that. It was very competitive because there's only so many dollars. Now we're all finding ways to apply for grants together or,
Great.
you know, yeah.
Good. Good. Pam, I every time I talk to you, it's so inspiring for me to hear it. But it's something that is, I feel it's growing, which is such a huge part about nonprofits and all of the things you're working on, that it's actually working.
It is actually working, and it needs the community to work. I don't generally ask for donations. We are all about giving, but the community support is very much needed right now and in the future. You know, I volunteer my time. I live in a trailer. You know what I mean? I don't live lavishly, and I've been able to create that life, but not everybody has been able to do that. Okay. And we need to be able to support passionate young people.
Got it.
Who are coming to the fore and doing this work from their hearts and their souls, and they are the future. So I'm, putting a plea out to the community to please support the future of the food system here. Yeah.
And the best way to do this is at the website, bclocalfoods.org. Donate button. Please go there and look at that.
And if you'd like to create a stronger or a larger partnership, you can always email us via the website and I'll get in contact with you and we can talk.
Okay,
about partnership. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I didn't even mention the market mobile, but anyway, we've got, we bring food up to Concow and Megalia. But anyway, there's a lot that goes
there's
on.
There's so much. I know,
right?
I love it. So just real super quick again, people, don't forget on the 28th, applications that are on bclocalfood.org. If you would like to be part of the Blitz Garden Program
in Chico. It's a later date for Paradise and Oroville. I think that's the 20th is the March 20th is the last day for those.
So that application's on the website. And just go to the website and look at what's going on there. bclocalfood.org.
And click on the buttons, the pretty little buttons.
Go click on the buttons. Good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me. It's always good. And again, these are those things that, kind of make Chico what Chico is.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people still don't know about us.
I know.
I just got an email from somebody and, I don't know how else to, you know. Anyway, but we're working it,
You're working it. Okay.
Work them out,
always
word
good
them
to
out.
See you. I love to see you at the market.
Yes. Always.
Alrighty. All right.
Okay.
Bye,
thanks.
Pam. You just heard a pre-recorded interview with Pam Leary from the Butte County Local Food Network. That website is bclocalfood.org. You can get information there about all the things that are going on and how you can contribute. And if you'd like to hear this again, it will be aired a little bit after 5 on Thursdays. It comes in about 5:05 on Thursday. And if you want to hear any of my interviews, go to the KZFR website and go to Programs and go to Tuesdays, go down to North State Voices. And all of my interviews are there with some pictures from some of the places and some more information, and certainly the website. So at the KZFR website, Programs, Tuesday, Local Voices, and you can hear all the archives there. All right, and I do thank you for listening. And of course, stay tuned to KZFR 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this is Local Voices. If you'd like to be on the show, please call or text me at 530-520-1593.